It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth Epstein joins us here on a Monday morning live, and we appreciate that. Good morning, Dr. Ruth.
Hello, my patients. How are you?
Oh, we are surviving.
It's going to be nice today, right? We're going to get rid of some of the snow.
Today and tomorrow, and then we're going to get some sleet and freezing rain, and then that'll turn to rain, and then everything clears out for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we're up at the
Ski jumps.
Ski jumps, yes.
Ski jumps and all that goes with it. And, you know, it's interesting. They've got the ski jumping, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night lights from 7 o'clock on. Saturday, it begins at 11 with practice, and Sunday, the same thing. Snowball on Saturday night at, I think it's 8 o'clock at the White Hart. But the Salisbury Association has that beautiful exhibition on the 96 years of Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just added a whole bunch of memorabilia.
Yes,
from
Mr. Sherwood.
From Roy Sherwood's the Olympics in Cortina in 56.
That's fabulous, I hear. Yes,
yeah.
Lou Bucherri talked about it at an event this weekend. So for those who want to get in out of the cold a little bit and learn and see all this, that's a perfect opportunity to take advantage of it.
It's funny. I gave my brother, who's back in town, and his son and his girlfriend are in town. I gave him directions to get to the ski jumps. I said, it's very simple. You're going to Salisbury. Once you get to the church and the Scoville Library, take a right. There's a little traffic thing, and then you just bear left on the next road. And after you get by Steve Olinger's, Volvo's, you just take a right, and that's it. So I followed him, and I knew this would happen. I went into the Ponds parking lot, and I stood there, and I sat there, and down that road he went all the way to the end. He came back down that road. He went all the way to the end.
Because people don't know how to get across.
How can you not? You cannot miss Steve Olinger. There's 25 Volvos sitting right there.
I just say before Sally's house.
Yeah, but Mark doesn't know where Sally's house is.
I understand, but that would have given him up.
Anyways, it was fun to watch him do that a couple of times.
You're such a good brother.
Isn't he?
it's what
entertains him that's sort of alarming to the rest of us.
Yeah, well, that's sibling stuff never goes
Marshall.
Away.
Yeah.
All right, so today there's some meetings.
Oh, Lord, it's a crazy day. We start off at 11:30 at Sharon Hospital to meet the new interim president. There's an open house from 11:30 to 1. Then we're back on the road again. We've got Salisbury Selectmen.
That's at 5.
That's at 5. Housatonic Region 1 Board at 6:30.
Before that, though, at 5:30, the Region 1 Board of Education Budget Subcommittee meeting.
Yes. Okay. 6:30 regular meeting. 7 o'clock, Canaan Board of Selectmen. So if you have no excuse for saying there's nothing to do, because there is plenty to do today.
That's exactly right.
Tomorrow is Kellogg Board of Ed, and on Thursday, Maria Horn is holding a meeting, 6:30 at the Falls Village Firehouse. There was some controversy raised when she talked about a possible bill to give local authority to auto racing, and that just brought out a real barrage.
It blew up. It blew up. I mean, it was even before she talked about it. She had posted it on her website with all the other bills she was either sponsoring or co-sponsoring. And it was pointed out by a lot of people in Falls Village. I think Judy Jacobs was the first that, hold on a second here, Lime Rock is just as important to Falls Village and Sharon and North Canaan as it is to Salisbury. And didn't think that this was a correct thing, and Maria Horn responded very quickly by agreeing to do this this forum, and saying that basically she only put the legislation in because she had a supply. She had to list all the bills, I think, before January
18th.
Right.
So as a placeholder to see whether it was going to be
exactly.
Considered.
But
yep.
it's in the Supreme
so.
Court anyways, and the Supreme
Court. Yeah, the whole
Court's
thing is, and this is the town versus the Lime Rock over operational hours and so forth, and it is in Supreme Court. And she did say it's a placeholder, but and she would make no decision until after the court case is adjudicated, but she it raised a lot of hackles, so she is meeting with everybody at 6:30 on Thursday evening at the Falls Village Firehouse.
I think it's great that people have spoken out and really gotten involved in this, but people have to remember, there's also people on the other side
of
this.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely.
And Maria Horn represents everybody. And
yes.
if they've asked her to do this, it's her responsibility to do it. Now, it's also the responsibility, and it's very good, for everybody else to speak up about it and hold a meeting on it. So,
and this meeting is not just for Falls Villagers.
No.
Anybody can show up.
Anybody can come.
And it's a very easy location to find. Route 7, just past the high school, the Falls Village Fire Department.
You can't miss it. And the reason I'm saying this is, rather than this is a perfect opportunity to not do the social media thing where you're blapping opinions back and forth, and go to the meeting and
listen and hear it.
And see. Also, when you see other people, it's amazing how suddenly you start to realize that, I can see why you say that. I don't agree. It's just a much better forum for expressing your views.
But anyways, it's so, you know, this all is going to be decided by the court, so.
Yeah, but it's good to have an opportunity, as you say, Jill. And, yes, the firehouse is easy to find. Even your brother could find it, Marshall.
That's right. But you know,
I drive by it a couple of times.
What's funny about it is people tend to forget that the opponents on the other side, the people who disagree with you, do have the same right of representation as you do.
Yeah.
That's, you know, sometimes that falls
that seems to have fallen right out of the consciousness.
Yeah.
Oh no!
The Lime Rock Concerned Citizens Group feel, you know, they are opposed to Sunday racing. It's been in place for however many years, and they feel that should remain in place. So, I mean, it's a controversy, and you're right, two sides to both stories, to every story. And on Saturday, in the Drum Fest mode, as you talked about, there's also Paul Ramuni, our favorite accordionist, is going to be at Gear at 2 o'clock giving a performance and talking about his new book.
Did you read the article on him in the Boston Globe?
I did not.
The Boston Globe didn't think on it.
Really?
Yes, honest to gosh.
Oh, my goodness. And our accountant professor turned accordionist, not turned. He's been doing it since he was a kid. And on Sunday, there is a talk at Sharon Town Hall on oil. And that's part of I think it's the Historical Society or the library. I'm not sure which one is sponsoring that. On olive oil, I believe it is.
That is the library.
The library. Okay, good. Okay. So we have a meeting tonight at the high school, and I don't know if you saw the agenda, but there is, under the consent agenda, there is talk of two retirements, and
they're devastating retirements.
Yeah, and I hope they pull it out of the consent agenda. My goodness, I mean, that is, we're talking about two long-term teachers, Mark Burdick and Karen Davenport, both of the VOAG program, retiring this year, which is going to make a huge difference for a program that is just stellar down there, and hopefully it'll get more than just passed over through the consent agenda.
And hopefully our new superintendent will keep the Ag FFA going strong like it has been.
And replace both, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you remember, whenever there's been an issue with the VOAG department, the community really rallies. Do you remember years ago when there was talk of cutting some things there? Wow. That was amazing how the followers come out.
Yep.
So, interesting.
All right.
We have had issues on the calendar again. Everybody's talking about the Region 1 calendar. It appears, well, it's going to be discussed again tonight, and it appears that they're taking out the Jewish holidays, the two Jewish holidays that were in there, as well as Good Friday, to give some more a full day.
How about some of those teachers' things? Take some of those out.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the whole issue, professional development. And, you know, there, as the calendar stands now, there are 15 full weeks of school out of 39. At one time, there were 26 or 27. And so lots of talk about maybe we could limit some of the professional development, but the administration holds strong on that they want it. There's a new position being talked about, support specialist for Power School and all that. And so there'll be a lot of conversation at that meeting tonight.
Money, money, money.
Yes, money, money, money.
All right.
People need to go to those meetings.
All right, Ruth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we will see you on the trail.
All right, happy holidays.
Take care. Have a good week.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein, of course, with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can always find Ruth's story on rep-am.com on the web.